Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Ever feel like there are certain people in your life who leave you feeling drained, emotionally exhausted? Like they just suck the life out of you? You know that feeling when you spend time with someone and you actually feel worse afterwards? Yeah, we've all been there. Well, honey, it's time to talk about letting go of those energy vampires. Because let's be real, our energy is precious. It fuels our dreams, our passions, our entire being. And when someone consistently drains it, they are stealing a vital part of who we are. This isn't about being selfish, it's about self-preservation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep filling your car with the wrong kind of fuel, would you? It would sputter and die eventually. Your energy is the same way. So today we're diving deep into the importance of recognizing those toxic relationships that drain your energy and learning how to gracefully step away. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Recognize the signs. First things first, you gotta know what you're dealing with. Pay attention to how you feel after interacting with certain people. Do you feel anxious? Depressed? Overwhelmed? Do they constantly complain or put you down? If so, those are red flags, honey. Listen to your intuition, it's trying to tell you something. 2. Boundaries are your best friend. Think of boundaries as invisible fences that protect your energy and emotional well-being. They define what's acceptable and unacceptable in your relationships. Don't be afraid to say no. It's okay to decline invitations, set limits on conversations, or even walk away from situations that drain you. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. 3. You don't have to explain yourself. This one is huge. Sometimes people who drain our energy try to guilt trip us into staying in the relationship by making us feel responsible for their happiness or well-being. Let me tell you, that's a load of bull. You are not responsible for other people's emotions. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and walk away without feeling obligated to justify your decisions. 4. Focus on your own growth. This is all about investing in yourself, darling. When you spend less time with energy vampires, you free up valuable time and emotional space to nurture your own growth. Engage in activities that bring you joy, connect with positive people who uplift you, and pursue your passions. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who support your journey. 5. Practice self-compassion. Letting go of a relationship, even one that's draining, can be tough. Be kind to yourself during this process. It's okay to feel sad, angry, or confused. Allow yourself time to grieve the loss and celebrate the newfound freedom you have. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party with a group of friends. One person starts complaining about everything, their job, their family, their life in general. They dominate the conversation, leaving everyone else feeling drained and disengaged. It's like they are sucking the joy out of the room. You find yourself nodding politely, but your energy is waning. This is a classic example of an energy vampire in action. Now, you might feel obligated to stay because it's awkward to leave, or you worry about hurting their feelings. But remember, your energy is precious. You don't have to endure negativity just because someone feels entitled to your time and attention. This is where setting boundaries comes in. Maybe excuse yourself from the conversation, engage with other guests who bring positive vibes, or simply let the complainer know you need a break. It's about taking care of yourself without feeling guilty. Listen up, beautiful people. Letting go of energy vampires isn't always easy, but it's one of the most empowering things you can do for your well-being. By recognizing the signs, setting clear boundaries, and prioritizing your own growth, you create space for positive relationships to flourish. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Now go out there and reclaim your energy. I want you to share this episode with anyone who needs to hear it. And if you're feeling brave, leave a review telling us what resonated with you most. Can't wait to hear from you all next time. Until then, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.